Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bonax, and Sebawing Ace Hardware. The Bad Axe Board of Education has approved updated student handbooks for the upcoming school year, including stricter cell phone rules and revised dress code language. The changes passed on a 6-1 vote during Monday night's board meeting, with Vice President Nick Checkley casting the lone dissenting vote. Checkley said his concern wasn't necessarily with the policies themselves, but with introducing significant changes while the district is already navigating school consolidation and working to maintain student enrollment. Under the new policy, high school students will only be allowed to use cell phones during passing periods while at their lockers. Phones will no longer be permitted during lunch. A first violation will result in the phone being held in the office until the end of the school day. A second violation will require a parent to pick up the device. District officials say the updated dress code is intended to provide clearer guidance on acceptable attire rather than introduce sweeping new restrictions. High school principal Craig Archer said the cell phone changes are designed to reduce distractions, encourage face-to-face interaction among students, and create consistency with policies already in place in the Huron Area Technical Center. He also cited research outlined in psychologist Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, which links increased smartphone use to negative impacts on youth mental health and social development. Parents will receive information about the new handbook policies before the start of the school year, and staff will receive training to ensure the rules are enforced consistently. The next Bad Axe School Board meeting is scheduled for August 17th. And in Lansing, Michigan is expanding efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize the warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day professional development program at three locations across the state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy institutions for all students. Officials say the program is part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is rooted in the science of reading and Orton Gillingham's instructional methods. Educators will learn classroom techniques to build oral language, phonological awareness, executive functioning, and other foundational literacy skills, along with how to use assessment information and communicate literacy concerns with families. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, an estimated 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning difficulties affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple early warning signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. They shouldn't take a few thousand steps roaming through a big warehouse to find what you need. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Every one of our stores has the hand-picked quality brands you trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Even better, our stores are part of your neighborhood. Each Ace is owned by a member of your community, so you get personal service from the people who know you best. Because we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're proud to greet our neighbors every day in stores all across the country, with local experts giving the trusted advice you rely on. so that no matter where you are or what you're working on, ACE can help you every step along the way.
Hey, I'm Sherry of Seabourne Ace Hardware. Stop by and see me. I'll help you find exactly what you need. Shop local. Shop Seabourne Ace Hardware.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In Carroll, residents looking to preserve fresh, locally grown food now have access to new foods or tools through the Carroll Area District Library. The library has launched a new preserving library of things after receiving grant funding through the Thumb Community Health Partnership. The program allows patrons to follow food preservation equipment or borrow food preservation equipment, including canning, dehydrating, and freezing kits at no cost for a limited time. Library officials say the goal is to remove the financial barrier of purchasing specialized equipment while helping families safely preserve fruits, vegetables, meats, and other foods at home. In addition to the equipment, each kit includes research-based instructions and recipes developed through Michigan State University Extension, along with educational resources focused on safe food preservation practices. The initiative is designed to help households reduce food waste, stretch grocery budgets, and enjoy Michigan-grown produce throughout the year. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabourne Ace Hardware.